Good morning, we're continuing with Hayodom, Kalman Beis, and we're looking at Siman Zion. I just want to point out that there are a few more points I want to talk about the Lachos of Sholem, if there's any piece missing, if that's considered Sholem, and what's the Inyan which we have of the minig of to make a cut before we make the Bracho. Why do we do that if we want to be Machmed in the Inyan of Sholem? So the Hayodom in Siman Yud Aleph will come back to the actual procedure of how to make Birchas HaMotzi properly, and at that point in time he will discuss this idea of making that cut, which potentially endangers the Inyan of Shleimus. So we'll talk about those issues in the Siman Yud Aleph. So in Siman Zion he says, Echad pas chitim, echad pas sarim, medogon, mevorach al shachitim, afilo hu katun, uprusa, besal sarim is godlo b'sholim. So the Chayadim over here introduces a new mile over here, which is the Inyan of Shiva Saminim. So the Torah talks about there are seven species which Eretz Yisrael is praised that it has these species. In Parshas Ekev, it's referred to as Eretz Chito Sara, Megefen Vesena Verimon, Eretz Zeh Shemen Udvosh. It's a land of Chita and Sara. It's a land of wheat and barley, Gefen Tein of Rimon. It has vines, which means grapevines. It has Tehena, it has figs, and it has Rimon, pomegranates. Eretz Zeh Shemen, it's a land of olives, which produce oil, and Udvash, which is referring to the Tamorim. It has dates, which produce Tamorim. So those are the five species, the seven species, which Eretz Israel is the praise that it has. So because of the fact that Torah describes Eretz Yisrael as being choshev, because it has these items, that indicates these items are choshev. So that gives a cheshivas to them, and that will also give a cheshivas in regards to the kedima and brachas. So it's not just because Eretz Yisrael has it, it's the fact that the pasuk wants to talk about the shvach of Eretz Yisrael and says, wow, Eretz Yisrael is special because it has, you know, it has cocoa beans. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that it's still special because it has cocoa beans. It says it's special. It means cocoa beans are not as important. But it says it's special because it has chita and it has sa'ara. It indicates that these are special things that Eretz Yisrael is zeicha to have these special items. So it indicates that they themselves are chashav and important. So that being said, they get a kedima. Within that, the order of the pasuk is important as well. It says it's a special place, so we have a general rule in the way the Torah writes it, is HaChoshev, Choshev, Kodem. We know that it's Chaviv, Chaviv, Achren, but the Choshev, Choshev, Kodem. The most Choshev thing is mentioned first. So the first one which is mentioned is Chita. So if I have a choice between Chita and Sa'ara, so Chita will take precedence. Even if the Sa'ara, the Sa'arim, are larger and they're Sholem, the chita exceed the ratio of the mikra chita b'sara. V'yarishamayim yivarech al shneim kim in the shalsarim is sholim. The Gemara discusses this, and the Gemara says that maybe sholim should be go first. The Gemara says the mikra din. This is an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says mikra din that the kedima of chita is significant, but since there's an opinion in the Gemara which says that sholim is more important, even though we don't paskin like it. The Gemara says, well, you really can do both. Remember, we mentioned before that this whole discussion is all talking about a case where you're planning to eat both of these items. So you're going to be eating both of them anyway. So why not hold both of them, b'shas, you make the bracha, and this way you'll have both milas. So therefore, you're a shemayim, o'vorach ha-shneyim, kim neshal sarim mesholim. This Gemara, this is a, not a stam, most of the concept. The Gemara says this idea that a person should do, have, not then yat mechuyev too, but if you want to be do the best way possible, so Yerushalmi want to do the best way possible, he will do both. But you're saying prusim mevorchim loelam al shachitim. It's only because of the mile of sholim. So the fact that the sara one is larger, that's never mentioned in the Gemara. We mentioned already. So chita goes first, and the sara is not sholim. There's no union, so don't worry about it. Now. This whole issue of sholem competing with Chita is only in conjunction with the fact that Sarim is also Min Shiva. It's one of the seven species of Achitim who pass the Shiva. You can have wheat bread and rye bread, a kusman or spelt bread. Ein Sarik lo niyak prusa b'sach shlema. There's no need of using the Sholem together with the Chita. Ki m'shena Min Shiva l'chol davar. It's not considered Min Shiva. V'chein pas Sarim u'pas kusman. If you have a combo between the barley bread and spelt bread, mevorach al shasarim, the kusman eno min shiva. Afilosh kusman yofen, even if the spelt bread would be better, you would do that. Now, he said loshan eno min shiva the chol dover, and that really deserves to have a little bit more explanation, but we will leave that Bez Hashem for the next year. And then in Simon Ches, he gives us a final rule of thumb to follow. So we will see all of that Bez Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.